go, dog.
All right, welcome everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show, and if it's Wednesday, it must mean Arsenio Hall is with us. Nice to see you, man.
What's up?
Look at you.
I've been in here 20 minutes, and I'm still not ready.
Oh, hey, please.
You walk in for 2 seconds, and you're broadcasting. I'm still putting on headsets. My chair is too low. There's something hanging from my mic.
Yes.
My normal chair. My chair has a stain, usually. This is Heidi's chair.
Uh-oh. Oh, boy.
Because my chair is the one Frosty uses.
Yeah, well, I think Frosty's has a stain, too. But anyway, the election last night, now, I haven't had an opportunity to talk to you about it, but where were you when Barack Obama became president of the United States?
I can't hear nothing. Tell me. Oh, man. You know what? I must have.
How about that?
Too loud? You trying to kill me, man. Because Obama won, you're going to blow my eardrums out.
There you go.
I'm sorry. What was your question?
All right, now, where were you when he won last night? Were you at home watching?
I was at Michael Richards' house. You have never heard the N-word so many times.
He was having a party.
I was hanging out with Michael Richards and Dog the Bounty Hunter. The N-word was flying during the news. We had the Fox News on. Wow, Tim, this is amazing, man. Look at the times that our kids are living in. Isn't this great? I mean, do you feel that way?
Yeah.
Or is that just a black thing?
No, it really is cool that, that people are now, I mean, maybe we can put some of these hard relationships, behind us, tough times. But I still think that, that it's amazing to watch it last night. Barack Obama wins and there's huge parties going on.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought the parties would be going on for like a week.
No.
People like 2 hours after they, are done partying, like, I got to get up tomorrow. I got to get out of here.
And you know what? You know what's interesting is they're already briefing him on the ugly side of being president. You know, they're explaining him.
Oh, I bet so, yeah.
That began today.
Yeah, right. And MSNBC, I was watching them earlier. They have officially declared Barack Obama the winner in 2012 as well. That was a little early, but I guess Rachel Maddow and Keith.
Rachel, she don't even try to hide what she's about, right? She's not even trying to be a journalist. She's like, hey, I'm Barack's niece. Okay? I mean,
Rachel Donahue, man, look at that. That is as close as you get to banging around with some dude, man, without that stick.
Speaking of which, I got a call from Louis Anderson. He was in tears.
Uh-oh. Oh, that's terrible. What happened to him?
The prop, is it Prop 8?
Oh, Proposition 8, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And, me and Louis are tight. We were going to go on tour, and we were going to get married on the last date. And apparently, I didn't watch a lot of TV last night, but apparently that can't happen now.
Didn't work out, huh?
Or if we're people who are already married now, what happens with them?
I don't know. I don't know what they do. They still stay married.
Hey, Randy, you might want to pretend like you don't have the information right off the top of your head.
No, I saw it in the news today. Okay. If you got gay married, you stay gay married.
What happens?
If you got gay married,
well, you gotta talk on the air, dude, here.
I'm on the air.
So are you on the air?
I'm on the air.
We're having some technical problems. I think it's all my fault.
All right, go ahead.
All right, if you got gay married, you stay gay married. But they can contest it, like if a religious group wants to contest it in court, they can contest your specific marriage. But if you're gay married, you stay gay married.
So you stay married. So if you get divorced, you can't get married again.
No.
So that's an incentive to stay, to hang.
You really
hate your husband or your wife if you're going to say, I want a divorce and I know I can never marry again.
Oh, that's a good point.
You're really out of there.
You know who looks like Menza in this whole thing? Anne Heche. Remember when she just said,
yeah, she skated.
I'm back on the penis program. And she just moved on. Yeah. You know, she got out of the gay thing and moved on back to being a heterosexual woman.
We could take some calls here about the whole election deal. And more specifically, if you voted yes on Proposition 8, why did you choose to vote yes on 8? All right. Here are the phone numbers. 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. I was reading online today that the majority of the people who voted yes on Proposition 8, and that's the gay marriage proposition,
mm-hmm.
and it passed. So I don't know when it goes into effect. Maybe it's today. I don't know. Maybe it's
the pain began today when Louis Anderson called me a second time.
But hey, it was. here's how it shook down voting wise. White people were against it. They voted no.
Fantastic.
Majority of the white people voted no on Proposition 8. Hispanics were 50-50. And African Americans, 70% yes, 30% no.
Wow, let's break that down.
And they brought, you know, and there was a lot of African Americans who voted because of the whole, you know, the Barack Obama issue. So I got to ask you, because, again, you have the hotline.
Yeah, we might have to call that baby tonight.
You have the hotline. But I have never seen a black guy marry a black guy.
Yeah, yeah.
I've never seen that.
You know what? Okay, now here's a point where, understand I'm explaining something to you about my background, about my old neighborhood, not about me personally. You know, we have to say that on the radio.
Perfect.
And being liberals out in Hollywood, I have to say, hey, this ain't how I think.
Right.
But where I'm from, man, the inner city, the ghetto is very intolerant to homosexuality. Now, I'm not saying it doesn't exist.
Right.
But if you're Elton John, you can sing a love song. You can even call it love song. And it's fine. And women will listen and buy it and not pay any attention to it. But I know some R&B singers who are homosexuals. You can't sing an R&B song to a black woman and be out of the closet. And it's not just pop culture and music. In my neighborhood, I had a cousin that was gay. He's 60. He still don't talk about it.
Is that right?
Yes.
Is he gay now?
He's gay now. He's 60 years old and still, oh, what you talking about? Oh, no, Bill, that's my roommate. You know, Bill, my roommate. You know, it's like,
that's
stop
too
it.
Bad. The guy could never really enjoy it.
Yeah. I have friends that have died, man, and lived this horrible life in the closet because back in the neighborhood, it's much harder. I think the black community is less tolerant towards homosexuality. Yeah. I mean, did you find that in your neighborhood when you were coming up in the valley?
No. I mean, in the San
totally
Fernando Valley, maybe it was actually because, you know, there was nobody in my junior high that was gay. There were a couple of guys that we, you know, thought were taking a big lead off first. But there wasn't anybody that was out in our junior high or high school. Nowadays in high school, there are kids that are openly gay in high school.
At Fairfax High, they have a gay parking lot in the student parking lot. They have a section, you know.
And a really gay part of the gay parking lot. Geez, I got to stop. Man, I was talking to Renzulli today, and both of us are, you know, coughing and hacking, clearing our throats. And, mm-hmm. and that guy is, man, he twitching with the eyes going and the ticks and everything. It's
what is that?
It's like, well, I don't know. It's like watching a pinball machine. It's like talking to a pinball machine. You never know if the guy's going to tilt or not. I don't know what it is. Anyway, Proposition 8.
The coughing and?
No, I out in the valley, I don't know what the hell it is out in the valley. Maybe it's the fact that I do, you know, smoke. But out in the valley, everybody seems to be coughing and hacking. Every time I go into a restaurant, somebody, you know, big sneeze, and you're like, oh, who the F was that? You know? And
now, was it a lot today? Were white people just very sad? Feeling flu symptoms because Obama won? I can't believe that. N-word. It won. Oh, gosh. By the way, this morning on Seacrest, he played Why Is Jesse Jackson Crying? And I think you have a lawsuit.
You're stupid.
That game is much too close.
Yeah,
much
he
too
looked
close.
Like he was really pushing those tears. Oh, you know, yeah. Like tightening his ass and pushing. Get those tears rolling. But this Proposition 8, I read this online today. And again, I don't know if it's true or not. But they did a poll on why people voted yes on Proposition 8 to ban gay marriage. Mm-hmm. The number one thing that came back was the one commercial where Mayor Gavin Newsom in San Francisco came out and said, whether you like it or not,
yeah.
Gay marriage, here it comes, whether you like it or not. And everyone went, oh, really?
Yeah.
Bang. Yes, on 8. But that's the one commercial that set a lot of people off.
You don't see that commercial on BET. Your brothers ain't feeling it, man. Yeah,
but you know, they never directed any of the anti-gay messages to a black audience. Not one of the commercials was directed towards a black audience. Yet 70% of the blacks voted for Proposition 8, which is against gay marriage.
They know with us it's a waste of your money. And you know what's interesting? I love when gay activists compare being black to being gay. And I know I'm not supposed to say anything,
right. But
that's bull, Tim. You know, and how dare you compare the race
my people, the journey of a Martin Luther King to your sexual proclivity, to the way you like to have sex. I mean, Tim, if you're black and you're gay, I guess you have two problems there, right? How can you compare a man's race, a man's
I understand that.
Heritage
absolutely
to, you know, that act of sex?
Well, I always was down on that, too, and I'll tell you why. Because a gay guy can hide his sexuality. A black guy can't hide his blackness.
Right. And if you're gay and black, that's two meetings you have to go to.
Yeah, that's some quinella, huh?
It has a couple rallies a day. And you can't say, being gay is like being black, and don't discriminate against me laying on my stomach with another man. Martin on the bus. Get out of here.
If you're gay and black, there's a lot of yard signs you got going, man. You got a lot of Obama and no on eights. Yes on this place.
Prop 8.5. That's the black and gay proposition.
All right. Let's talk. Let's take a call here. Sylvia, you're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Hello.
Hey.
Hi.
Hey, Sylvia.
I voted yes on 8 simply because I totally believe with Arsenio Hall, where he said that, you know, I think a lot of gay people that use this, to discriminate.
Take your time.
Hey, hold on. Hey, Sylvia.
Yeah.
This call isn't going well. Let's start over. All right.
Okay. I'm nervous. That's
all right.
Why.
Hold on 1 second. Yeah, that is amazing. I mean, I couldn't believe it, but you're absolutely right. I mean, gay and black, you know, there's a lot of yard signs going on. You know, you got Obama, you got Yes on 8, all that.
Prop 8.5, yeah, right, Palin exactly. In 2012.
All right, Sylvia in Los Angeles, you're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
I'm fine.
Good.
Hey, Sylvia.
Okay, so I totally agree with Arsenio Hall, simply because of the fact that what he said, that a lot of gay people, they try to use the whole saying that, oh, well, you know, black people should understand because, you know, we're discriminated against as well, too. And that is totally not correct. It's totally false. And like he said, you can't put a particular race and your sex, gender, or whatever, how you feel towards a person, you know, that it's great.
Right. All right. Much better second time around.
Hey, you know what's also interesting is when people talk about propositions of this nature, guys like you and I, we always talk about gay men.
Right.
As if they're not other kinds of gay sex. Like, we're, like, really cool with lesbians.
Yeah.
we never criticize. It's always like, yeah, and the butt and the penis and the, and
right.
Then and all the gay women are like.
It is true.
They
it's
love
a double
us.
Standard
they
there,
love
man.
Us.
Yeah. All right.
What, lesbians?
Yes, lesbians.
Hey,
lesbians. By the way, Gina, look this up, or maybe Randy. I just heard when I was walking through the halls here, that either KNX or KFWB, they were reporting that there was a big demonstration against Proposition 8 somewhere, I believe, in West Hollywood, and I think there are road closures because of it. So let's see if we can get some information on that.
The last caller, when she said Arsenio Hall, she actually, it made me sound like a dorm instead of a comedian. It actually sounded like a dorm on the campus of UCLA. I agree with Arsenio Hall. It didn't sound like a, like anybody in show business.
Yeah, I'm on the third floor of Arsenio Hall. All right, gang. Let's talk to Gary in San Diego. You're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you? Good. I can't.
But you tried.
Yeah.
And you tried twice. That's what I appreciate about
Please.
You.
Please. Jesus Christ. All right. What's going on with that, with the protest?
It is happening right near the Pacific Design Center. Start at 7 o'clock on San Vicente in West Hollywood. Mm. And they're hoping to fight to restore equality in California.
Fantastic.
And how big is it? It's a huge deal out there. Huh?
It's huge. It's basically all of the residents of West Hollywood, which is, you know, predominantly gay part of town and boys town over there. So everybody came out of their house and they're rallying right now by the Pacific Design Center.
Oh, that's that big blue whale, the blue building.
Yeah.
Yes.
I bought a lavender lounger there once.
Is that right?
Yes.
We're on the air still.
Oh. No. Oh, man, why don't you put a light in here or something? Ain't it supposed to be a red light in here?
You know, I'm coughing so much that they're actually going to put a talk button in here.
Whenever you're ready to talk, just push that for a second. 97.
All right. Can we send anybody out there? Is KFWB or KNX have anybody covering that out there?
I will get right on.
Perfect. Look at that. Gina Grad, everybody. All right. You voted yes on Proposition 8. What's the dealio? How about using that term nowadays?
Yeah.
Steve in Century City, on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Yeah, how you doing? Hey, the way I look at it, what's the advantage of gays getting married aside from just forming civil unions? Because if you think about it, I've been married for 21 years, and we own property. All the benefits are there, pensions. The only thing I think that gays can't, and I could be wrong on this, is can they collect Social Security benefits of a deceased spouse?
Well, somebody called us up last week, and he sounded pretty well-informed and pretty intelligent. He said there's about 2,400 different things that married couples who are heterosexual can do that civil unions don't allow.
2,400 different things?
Yeah, like small things, you know.
Well, if those things can be articulated that that's actually the case, then I probably would have voted no. However, I think that the equality's right there. Other than feeling good about putting a ring on a finger, giving a guy a big kiss, or a woman giving herself a kiss on the steps of San Francisco, I don't see the advantage of it. As a matter of fact, I would have preferred just having a civil union myself.
I mean, yeah, you're absolutely right. I mean, you know, if they're going to take marriage, then let heterosexuals go with civil unions.
Yeah, that'd be fine with me.
Yeah, I think if it's called anything but marriage, I think people would have voted for it. But for some reason, when you call it marriage, people are uneasy with that. And I know, don't call up or email me saying, that Conway's homophobic. I think the gays should have more rights than heterosexuals for how they've been treated for the last, a couple hundred years. For instance, I think the gays should be able to use the diamond lane, just because you're gay.
Yeah.
You put up with a lot of crap from heterosexuals for a long time. Maybe you get 10% off dinner everywhere, you know? But yeah, if they called it something other than marriage, I think it would have passed with flying colors.
I think heterosexuals deserve something other than the word homophobic.
Well, yeah,
it just sounds like you're running from a guy.
Homophobic means the fear of gay people.
Yeah.
And who has that?
Yeah, you know.
Do you know anybody who's afraid of gay people?
I have never had a guy say hi, and I say, Lord Jesus, help me get my gun out the car. You know, it's like, I'm not homophobic.
No, very few people are. Sasha in Los Angeles, you're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Hey, what's up?
Hey.
I voted yes. I love all people, but I voted yes because I think the law is fair and equal, that each person gets to marry one other person of the opposite gender above a certain age, and it applies to everyone across the whole population. And if you change that, if people start changing the definition, you know there are people out there who are going to want to marry their dog or going to want to marry little boys or little girls. And
you can't marry little boys or little girls.
No, but if you
the law says you can't do that. Let me ask you a question, Sasha.
Sure.
If you live, where you live, in Los Angeles, whereabouts?
Yeah, Los Angeles, Beverly Hills adjacent.
Oh, okay. All right, so you're in, Fairfax area.
Yeah.
And let's say you have, you live in an apartment or a condo, and the guy who lives next door to you decides that he wants to marry his dog. What's the problem with that? Why shouldn't he be allowed to do that?
I was just getting manually pleased over here.
Okay. Listen, I can't, off the top of my head, I'm having trouble getting to that point of thinking, but as far as children go, there are organizations that already think that it's okay to have relationships and marriage and this and that with children, and it's not okay. And we are really struggling with pedophilia in our society, and they're like, well, we want to change this. We want to change this.
Sasha, I can't.
I have no idea what you're
saying. I got to step in here because I can't tell you how pissed off gay people get when you start a conversation about gay marriage and it quickly goes into pedophilia.
I don't think homosexuals are pedophiles at all. That's not what I'm saying. But I'm just saying that the definition needs to, the institution of marriage needs to be preserved. And as a second point, which I think is equally important, is that as far as if you say let two gay people get married, then they want to adopt, And then now you have a child that's being brought up in society that doesn't have male influence and female influence, which is really necessary to integrate into society and to be able to relate to,
taking the other side here.
Okay.
Do you know anybody that's been raised by two men or two women?
I do. Kind of. It happened later on.
I lived 3 years with the Righteous Brothers.
And okay. Who do you know that's raised by two women or two men?
Okay. I have two examples. The first one is a guy I know, and his mom became a lesbian later on, like, I don't know, maybe like when he was like in high school.
That doesn't
high school
count.
Time. It doesn't count. But
what about the other one?
He is an awesome human being, though. Okay,
what's the other one?
The other one is this girl who was adopted by two lesbians, and she is, you know how like when a straight girl didn't get enough attention from her dad, you know, let me just give you one example. You know, some of those video hoes, you know, maybe they grew up without a father in the home,
right.
And they go out and they turn into they turn into like mega whore, right?
Lesbians.
I mean, they're like so needy for male attention sex that it becomes the center of their entire personality. It's the driving force of their existence. Well,
sure.
this girl became involved with this guy from the Middle East, who I'm not hacking on anyone from the Middle East at all. But
no, not you, Sasha.
No, not you, baby.
I like how Sasha. It's such an easy way she weaves that thread through. Well, I mean, if you let them, you know, marry each other, they're going to marry their dogs, and then pedophilia. Plus, guy knew somebody from the Mideast. I'm not going to say he's a terrorist or anything.
Sasha said so many things politically incorrect. My publicist called about her.
I voted for the Democratic stick.
2 minutes into the call.
I voted for the Democratic ticket. I dated a Muslim myself.
Okay, but that's a great character on Saturday Night Live. You know, this very innocent-looking girl is like, well, I'm not saying anything. Listen, I knew a guy who dated somebody from the Middle East. I'm not saying they're terrorists, but I'm not saying he's a pedophile either, but he's, please. All right, Sasha, please.
Well, when Sasha brought German Shepherds into the conversation, I got to separate myself from Sasha immediately.
All right, Proposition 8 passed, and there's going to be a lot of questions whether the gays who got married between July and now, whether they're going to remain married or whether they're going to have to give up those marriage certificates. And let's say you went to a gay wedding and you bought somebody a wedding gift.
Yeah.
You get that back?
Oh. And you know, I need my George Foreman grill.
That's your go-to gift, huh?
Yeah. Oh, yes. Yeah. Yes. Because, you know, when you're a busy homosexual on the go... Someone needs to give you a George Foreman grill.
All right, let's take a break here. Come back with more of your phone calls on Proposition 8, for, against it, whatever you'd like to say. It's a really hot issue right now, and there's a protest going on in West Hollywood. We'll have more information on that as well. I think there's some street closures involved. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show. Arsenio Hall's with us every Wednesday. We're live at 97.1 FM Talk. Everybody, it is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 FM Talk, and we are live with Arsenio Hall here every Wednesday. It's nice to see you, man.
It's going to be real funny to go to Reverend Jeremiah Wright's church this Sunday.
Oh, yeah.
What's going to be his sermon? You know what I mean? What can he say?
He's going to be happening.
I tell you why I don't like the white man. let's see.
He's not even president in this country.
Yeah, you can, because the average man cannot aspire to... you all talk amongst yourselves while I get my Bible in the car. He's going to have a hard time coming up with hatred.
Oh, man. All right, folks. You voted yes. You voted no on Proposition 8. What's going on with you? Derek in Mission Viejo. You're on 97.1 FM Talk.
Hey, good evening, guys. How you doing tonight?
Good.
Well, you know, I was at the polls, and I was staring at that Proposition 8, just about ready to vote yes on it. But then I just came to realization, I'm a mobile DJ that actually does weddings and wedding receptions.
You're voting against yourself.
Yeah, how in the heck can I even think about turning my back on an entire demographic? There was not a chance I can do that. And besides, we all know all gay and lesbian individuals have lots of money. And let me tell you, I could not turn that away.
Yeah. So it's a two-check family. Okay. Two-check family. That's what they are. Two-check families. They got two checks.
You know, now that you say that, I have never seen a homeless gay couple.
No. I've never seen a gay couple that is not kicking ass.
Yeah.
You know, occasionally you see like two old, bitter gay guys living in a crappy apartment on Cahuenga.
And even those guys both have matching Audi TTs. You know, even those guys.
Right. And they hate each other, but they love each other. You know, that couple.
Aww.
You know, they're constantly arguing, but they hang out together. All right, let's talk to Lou in Vegas. You're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Yeah, I was just fascinated watching the whole process from my comfortable perch here in Vegas. And
where in Vegas are you?
I'm out by Henderson.
Oh, beautiful.
Yeah, no, it's nice. It's a nice view from everywhere. But it's not over. Obviously, it's not over. And of course, you just throw it back into the courts, and you know, let them, you know, and let them deal with it again, because you know, it's not going to go away.
Yeah, it was challenged twice already this morning.
I know exactly. And I mean, you know, it's only the beginning. As to that other point about, you know, intolerance among blacks about homosexuality, at least open intolerance about it. You can't even be a successful crooner unless you're gay. You know, you can't sing a love song unless you're gay and black.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's like that's just everybody has had whispers about pretty much every great soul singer for the last 30 years or so.
Is that right?
And, like who? Like Lionel?
I won't go with the first and last names, but you know, like Teddy and Peebo and
stop. Peebo Bryson was feeling the fire, brother.
I am not going to say last names here. I'm not going to say last names here.
All right. You know
what I mean.
All right, dude. All right. Well, I don't know how well you're connected with the whole black crooning gay business, but
he just made all.
I think
four tops
did.
Spin for the wrong reason. I don't get it. Who was that guy?
He's probably a guy that, you know, that wanted to be a four top.
He's,
and
a,
he,
he's a platter.
He's the fifth top.
He's the bass singer for the Platters, trying to hate.
Jesus Christ. All right, let's talk to Michael in Glendora. You're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
I'm doing good, guys. Hey, Arsenio, I hear that you are an absolute gentleman in person. So
I try, man. I try.
He absolutely is.
That's a word there. Hey, guys, you're going to have to follow me on this one, but I feel very strongly. I'm typically, not a completely right-wing, but I'm a right-wing conservative guy. I voted yes on 8, and I'll tell you why. Marriage is, or it was created as a religious ceremony. And religion historically has not been in favor of a homosexual lifestyle. So my first point is, why do they want to be labeled with a, you know, traditionally religious ceremony when, you know, until recently in modern churches that are, you know, popping up all over the place to make money have, you know, loosened the rules
on
Mike? Everybody. Yeah.
I knew it was coming. Oh, here we go.
Are you on life support?
So here's the deal. So what I think they should have gone with was they should go to the state, and why does the state recognize marriage?
Lost one.
And I was following him.
Yeah. You made me too nervous.
Well, hoping that wouldn't happen.
Breathing, man. God. Darth Vader. His opinion on Prop 8. Ray and Cerritos, you're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Hey, Tim. Hey, how are you guys doing?
Hey.
Okay, first of all, I want to say I talk to about 100 people a day on just a regular basis. I'm a real estate agent from Cerritos, so I talk to people and get their opinion. And kind of the majority of the people that I'm talking to, they're not really against gay people. I have a home in Palm Springs. I live near bunch of gay people. I'm completely happy with my friends that are gay and whatnot. I don't have any problem with them getting married whatsoever. And what I talk to people about, because they kind of come to me to get my opinion on it, I say, well, what's going on? And they say, we don't like the fact that it was just kind of given to them, to where they were just, you know, all of a sudden, like, I remember being on the freeway and hearing, hey, gay marriage is legal. And I was like, I didn't vote on that. Not that I would have voted either way, but I'm just saying I didn't vote on that. Just right. Like these Bluetooth things, who voted for that? They didn't put, why didn't we have a prop to remove this? I mean, I hear Tim all the time saying, I've been driving for 20 years with my cell phone. I can drive perfectly well. Why didn't we have a prop to overturn this Bluetooth nonsense?
That's a great idea.
Realistically, I think that the reason why a lot of people had a problem with it is because I guarantee you that we're going to see it come back. I don't have any doubt in my mind. I mean, as Arsenio said earlier, you know, most of them are successful. Most of them have, you know, great attorneys, have great money, have great, I mean, $74 million spent on a campaign to promote this. I mean, obviously they have resources that, you know, which make them in a position where they can obviously get this taken care of. Now, I just think that a majority of the people out there just want to see it taken care of in the due process of which every other thing is taken care of. Meaning,
no,
when you vote for
something.
I think
you're right. I think you're right. A lot of people have labeled, you know, people that vote yes on Proposition 8 to be haters. And they're the majority, and the vast majority are not. They just want to.
No, they just want, put it on the poll, let everybody vote for, hey, this is what they want, and then if it passes, then nobody's going to have a problem with it because your vote was spoken. Just like anything else, but you remember, I guarantee you, probably one day you did your show and you're like, hey, did you hear gay marriage pass today? And like everybody was like, okay, I don't remember voting on that. Four Supreme Court justices did it, and that was it. And pretty much they made the decision for the majority, and I'm sure, you know,
right. No, that's true. And then you get Gavin Newsom, that a-hole mayor of San Francisco. And
yeah.
When he says, you know, he comes out in that, you know, that right after it happened, you know, whether you like it or not, with those arms open,
yeah.
We're going to shove it down your throat. And like, no, we're not.
Well, it was really good talking to both of you. I just wanted to make
that point, sir.
And I enjoy your show, listen to you as often as I can.
Thank you.
I love when Arsenio's on there. You got to get him on there more. Arsenio,
hey, thanks,
you're
man.
Great. You
yeah,
make the
listen,
show. Thank you.
You get 30 seconds right now to talk him into coming in more than once a week.
Arsenio, you need to get there because I guarantee you, I talked to you back when we were talking about Shaq splitting his money, and you had a good comeback to that. And I just think that you're smart enough and good enough, and I hope you can make some time in your schedule, whether you have to do it from home. I mean, we live in 2008 now. You can do it from home and call in and try it on
perfect.
A 15-minute a night basis, and I guarantee you, test those little ratings within that 15 minutes that you're on the station and see if it goes up a little bit, if it's worth it to the
network execs,
I'm sure, listening. Remember, Arsenio, Ray Mariscal, Cerritos, I wanted you on the radio, and when you're there every single day, you're on it. Call me back.
Very well spoken. Ray, hold on one sec. We're going to give you a pair of tickets to see Sarah Silverman. It's Arsenio's favorite comic.
And she has more foreign policy experience than Sarah Palin.
Yeah, the great schlep. She was talking about that. At Club Nokia. Where is that? November 21st.
That's downtown, right across from the Staples Center.
Is that above the Nokia Theater? Is it in the same building?
I think we established that it was above.
It is. And get tickets at Ticketmaster.com. So go down and see Sarah Silverman. Very funny comedian.
Yeah.
Or
yeah.
Comedian.
And
they still do comedian and comedian?
You know, we don't play that no more. It's like, you know, actor, actress. From now on, you're an actor, she's an actor, you're a comedian, he's a comedian.
I'm not learning how to spell this other word. I'd like for them to go back to actor and actress.
Really?
Yeah.
Now why, Tim?
Well, let me ask you a question, young man.
Okay.
When's the last time a guy came up to you and said, Arsenio, I met the hottest female actor I've ever met in my life?
The last guy who said that to me right after he started trying to get me to change my mind on Prop 8.
Guys don't talk like that.
You're right. You're absolutely right.
I just met this unbelievable chick. Well, what does she do for a living? She's a female actor. She's amazing.
Yeah. Okay. Actor, actress, comedian.
Waitress, waiter, stewardess.
How do you spell comedian? Because I
don't know.
I've been resisting it and I didn't learn how to spell it.
I didn't either.
Is it like two M's?
Yeah,
two
it's like A-N-N-E at the end or A-I-N-E?
That's what it is.
A-N-N-E?
C-O-M-E-D-E-A-N-N-E.
No, you forgot an I.
Oh. There's no I in comedian, right?
C-O-M-E-D-I-E-N-N-E. Comedian.
There's no me in comedian? No, there is.
No.
Zion.
Yes, one me, yeah.
Hey, Gina, do you put those two dots over the O? Is it some kind of accent?
There
of...
is no umlaut, no.
I love her.
She knows it.
She's so bright.
All right. Bobby and La Puente, you're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Howdy.
Hey.
How you guys doing?
What's up, dog? What's
anytime
up?
Anytime somebody begins with howdy, I got a feeling a lot of gay bashing is about to go on.
Well, I tell you.
You know, not a gay bashing thing, but, you know, the thing is that I voted yes on 8 because homosexuality is a mental illness. It is not a trait for a gender. The people that are homosexuals, there's basically something wrong with her. And, I mean, all they have to do is next time they go to the bathroom, look down at their genitals. That'll tell them what sex they are if they can't figure it out.
What do you got playing in the background there, dude? Begins a political comment with howdy, howdy, howdy. That sounds like the guy who is the greeter at the ghost town on the way to Vegas.
Yeah, something like that.
Howdy, howdy, howdy.
Or a cop that pulled me over in West Virginia.
Uh-oh.
Once.
Bad vibes?
Ooh, yes.
You work you pretty good?
We were going to visit some relatives in West Virginia. My mother was driving and he pulled us over and I learned a little bit about life that day.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh,
and I learned about a red state.
Did he go with the N-word?
Oh, no, he wasn't that hardcore. But you could tell he wasn't feeling us, I think the kids say.
Fat guy, bald guy?
Hat on a hat.
Mm-hmm.
Don't try to trick me. don't try to trick me. This happened, Tim.
No, I know, but I'm just trying to get a picture of the idiot that did it.
He was, hey, you know, me and your boy got pulled over at Jones Beach in New York. Me and Eddie got pulled over one time.
Is that right?
And the guy could care less about me, but he was determined to not know what Beverly Hills Cop was.
Oh, really?
And to put him through the, well, Mr. Murphy, if your people have your tags, we're going to have to find your people, because I got you and you got no tags.
Oh,
and,
Jesus,
and he put him through that whole thing. And so what do you do, Mr. Murphy? And I'm like, and I'm over in the passenger seat, stop it! I can't stop it! What do you do, Mr. Murphy? Stop it! I couldn't handle it.
What do you do, Mr. Murphy?
I got pulled over with John Sally one night, and he was late to his curfew. He was playing for Detroit at that time. He was late for his curfew, you know, and he needed to be in the hotel, and we got pulled over on the 405 and went through that whole thing. But the funny thing about it is when John Sally gets out of a car, it makes the policeman think twice.
Oh, yeah.
About the whole situation.
Yeah, absolutely. Big
and
guy.
He had no idea. Back in those days, he had no idea who John was, but that was a fun night.
They still have curfews with these teams?
Well, his curfew, yeah, it was imposed by his coach. He was supposed to be in the hotel, because when I got there, the guys weren't in their room, but they were still in the hotel. I think he wanted everybody in, at least.
Oh, man.
That was, I think that was Chuck Daly.
Yeah, how do you enforce that nowadays, especially with guys making, you know, $20 million a year?
Yeah.
You know, they'll tell you when they're going to bed.
Well, you know, that's a big problem now with the NBA. You know, what to wear. Because they want to, see, they're controlling images, you know. I mean, you can't wear a suit, a big chain, and a wave cap or a do-rag as
really?
You and your people. I mean, they want to control those visual images. How are we going to get people in Missouri to go to
right.
an NBA game if a brother has on a suit and a do-rag?
All right, we got to take ourselves a break. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show. Arsenio Hall is with us. Proposition 8, everybody's got an opinion on it. It passed, I think, by about 500,000 or 600,000 votes. And so it'll be impossible, at least in the near future, for gay people to get married in the state of California.
But if you're happy about that, you might want to stay away from the blue whale tonight. There's a little protest going on.
Yeah, no yes on 8 shirts around the blue whale tonight, man. 520-9710. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show with Arsenio Hall. We're live at 97.1 FM. Pretty little thing. Girl, you're looking fine. All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 FM Talk, joined by Arsenio Hall every Wednesday. And he brought in one of his very good friends.
One of my homies. One of my road dogs.
Most
one of my Philly road dogs.
And Arsenio Hall serious. Will say on the air and off the air, the most talented musician he has ever met in his life.
Child prodigy.
Kevin Eubanks. Nice to see you, man.
Hey, by the way, they won the world. Nobody cares, but they won the World Series.
We won. And I was listening to you guys when you said, oh, nobody cares because it's the Phillies and this and that and nobody cares. 2 million people came out for the parade in Philly. Just
wow,
so you put
is
in
that
a
right?
Statistic, but 2 million.
Jesus
only
Christ.
A couple guys climbed the telephone poles and got hit by bottles and fell off. It was only just some two. It's always bad.
I watched
apples.
It because anytime Philly and Tampa Bay are in a series, I can't stop looking.
You can't. But everybody thinks baseball is just the Yankees, just Boston, and just the Dodgers, and maybe on an off day the Mets.
Right.
But no, it's changing, man.
They beat Tampa Bay.
They beat Tampa Bay.
Baseball is steroids.
You know the Tampa Bay, before the season started, they had the worst record last year, but this year, before the season started, they were 150-1 in Vegas.
Wow, see?
150-1.
Could have made some money, Tim. Not that you need it. I mean, you're rich.
I was talking to a friend of mine because he said he went to Vegas and he saw they were 150-1. And then he lays this on me. And again, I've been going to the track since I was about a year old.
Okay.
Yeah, maybe a year or two old, right?
Okay.
And he lays this on me. He goes, you know, they were 151, so if you bet $1,000, you got 150 grand.
Yeah.
Like, oh, well, thanks for doing the math for a guy who's been going on the track since he was 10. Very appreciative.
By the way, Kevin Eubanks is the musical conductor for the Tonight Show with Jay Leno.
What's up, y'all?
We should find out who's on the show tonight.
Yeah, who is it?
Who's on the show tonight? Samuel Jackson, who gave me a very cool hat. Every time Sam comes, he hooks me up with a
Is that it?
Hat.
Is that
no,
the hat?
This is an Eagles hat. Listen, we don't even want to go there yet.
Did he say, here's an effing hat?
No. No, he just finished that movie with the wonderful Bernie Mac, and that's coming out soon, right?
So we rest in peace, Bernie.
Was he in that movie, Lake Forest? Was that Samuel Jackson?
Lake Forest?
Yes, he was. Lake View or something. Lake View Terrace.
Lake View Terrace, right?
Yeah.
Was that any good? Did you look at that?
I watched that because Tupac was also Tupac is in three movies that are out right now.
Really?
Yeah. That's,
wow.
He it's so embarrassing that Tupac made more money than me last year. And he's dead.
Hey, and the other guest, you're not going to believe it, was a person that imitated birds and animals.
Wow, my Aunt Mamie's in town.
from England. They said he was from England. I think he was like from around the corner or something.
Wait, this was a he?
This
a
was
guy?
A he. And it was rough to watch. It was,
it's also tough for Jay. I mean, how many faces of astonishment can he come up with?
After this guy was on, everybody on the staff was whistling like a bird. But it was a great show, though. It was great.
You know what's funny? I know that guy's in town because he was actually pitched to be on the show last Thursday, and we said
You're kidding.
Wow. I'm not sure if that's that's not a radio act. It's really not a radio act.
You don't want to miss this. Oh.
All right. Proposition 8. Kevin Eubanks wrote the proposition.
And, and I'm very disappointed with the turnout.
Oh, man.
I voted no. Just if anybody, you know.
You did.
I did too.
I did too because the audience asked me to vote that way.
Yeah.
But Arsenio Hall, man, with that Yes on 8 shirt that he was wearing around.
I didn't even vote on that.
I
did the presidential thing and just booked.
Yeah, a lot of people did.
Because all that other stuff, I mean, you know, every night when I'm eating dinner with my son, I see the chicken in a small cage and the pig being slaughtered. And I don't know what that stuff means.
Yeah.
Have you seen that horrible commercial at dinner
time? Yeah, where the pig grabs the cage.
Yeah. And I'm like, oh, wow.
Yeah, and the high-speed train and the cops and the getting out of jail if you're a nonviolent drug offender, all that stuff.
Yes.
And by the way, if you're a nonviolent drug offender, you'll be cooling your heels in jail still.
Oh, really? That didn't go well, huh?
Hey, man, California said no to those guys in a big way. 67%, I think. All right, let's talk to a Kelly here in San Diego. You're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Hi, good. How are you?
Hey, all right.
I voted yes on Prop 8 because I think that if you make gay marriage legal, then they're going to want to have the legal right to adopt, and each kid needs to have a mother and a father because, you see what happens when they don't. The guy.
Well, now listen, I agree that it's the ideal way to be brought up, but there are probably a lot of kids in, you know, in orphanages or
and
kids.
And by the way,
that's
to Pat Robertson's daughter. That's Kevin laughing. That's not our senior laughing.
Sorry,
But Kelly, I mean, do you know anybody that was raised by two women or two men?
I do. Well,
there's Pixie and Dixie.
Yeah,
and
you don't, do you?
Well,
Yogi Bear and Boo Boo, I think they're both women.
You know what? I kind of know through a friend. Well, not really. I don't know her.
You don't
but
know anybody.
I know a girl who grew up without, you know, yeah, her mom is kind of a lesbian.
Oh, well,
Basically, the deal
is she only watches Ellen, you know, but she doesn't engage in the sexual behavior.
She played bridge with a woman once?
Her father left the home when she was two, and as a result, she's like completely, she'll do anything for male attention, and she'll get into abusive, controlling relationships. Yeah. She'll get into abusive, controlling relationships just
Yeah, but you know what, that lot of like Halle Berry. But listen, Kelly, you got to expand. How old are you?
25.
You got to really expand the mind here a little bit, I think, baby. I think that there are a lot of, I mean, we have a guy that lives, two guys that live on our block. They have two kids.
Uh-huh.
They adopted two kids. Are those two kids better in an orphanage than with those two men?
I think that they're not better in an orphanage, but I think that, no, I agree with you on that. But I think what happens is that, you know, I was listening to your callers before, and somebody said something about, like, them not being able to, like, relate to both men and women. Like, for example, when somebody comes from a divorced family, people who have suffered through divorce, they have, some of them have trouble, they don't know how to have a marriage. They don't know how to be married. They don't know how to be a husband or a wife, or they don't know how to
conduct themselves. Hey, Tim, I probably shouldn't get in this part of the conversation.
Listen, I'm sweating over here.
They don't know how to exist in a marriage because they never saw a healthy example of that.
Yeah.
You know?
All right, well, there's one for you.
You got a tough job, too.
Hey, baby, can I give you a prize that I purchased?
What?
You have a good point. You have a good point.
Yeah, are you a single woman?
Really?
Kevin wants to argue this.
Yeah, I am single at the moment.
Well, look at you. Now Kevin is going to change his point of view on you.
Yeah, I'm coming to see you.
And he's going to be, he'll have the I Hate Gays 2 shirt on.
I don't hate gays at all. I really don't. But, okay, have you ever asked yourself why, especially for the men, that they're so focused on physical appearance, why they go through so many people, why people are discarded like Kleenex? I think it's because it's all about sex. That's it. It's all sex. And
but every guy in the world is like that. We're very visual.
Yeah,
but some guys are about love too. And I don't think you love somebody if you judge them so harshly because they don't quote unquote manscape or because they.
Oh,
I don't know.
Listen, how white are you? I mean, are you the whitest woman in the world?
Do I sound like it?
Yes. You sound like you're almost see through.
I see. Kev didn't say that one. I'm out of that.
But this is my theory.
Wait a second.
Now, Tim, you're being very militant. I don't think this is a racial issue. I think she sounds extremely conservative.
No, I'm not calling it a racial issue. I'm just saying that
you said white.
But I have a theory.
I voted for Obama.
All right.
Hey, Tim's talking.
She voted for Obama. She gets a pass.
I have a theory that white women, and again, I get a lot of email and a lot of calls on this, and I'll just have to field those again tonight. But I have a theory that white women are the devils of this planet. So that's why I asked that.
You are so much like Malcolm X, it amazes me.
Malcolm when I walked in here.
Yeah, him and his devil theory.
Thank you very much. I get that a lot.
Aren't you Malcolm? Boy, it's Tim coming home to roost.
I tell you, Hispanic, black, Asian women, man, I think that that's the move.
I got that X cap with the T on it. You know, scratch out the X and put the T there.
Because white women are, they always want to be the same. They want to be equal. Asian women, they'll take second seat. Black women will do the same thing, and so will Hispanic women. But white women will get right in your face, man.
Wow,
and you know this is true, too. Kevin, you know it is, too.
I haven't experienced that much with white women, so I'm just learning from you guys.
Wait, can I ask one quick question? You all don't have to answer this, but isn't
that kind of rap, the opposite of what we hear from brothers. I'm gonna give me a white woman because I'm tired of being bothered with the sisters and the way they roll. You
Is
know?
That right?
I don't know. I heard a conversation at some point. I was walking past a barbershop, and I heard some brothers. Right.
We got to take a break.
I can't believe you all sold me out. You all just walked out of the room. And then now I lose my Jet and Ebony cover, and you all just sold me out.
My Jet and Ebony cover. Kevin Eubanks is with us. Arsenio Hall. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show. News at 9 with Gina Gray. What's going on with that news, baby?
Well, as you probably know, the United States made history last night, and Simon Cowell proves he's very generous. We'll talk about this and more after the break.
Excellent. All right, we're live at 97.1 FM Talk.
Yo, this is Simon. I want to see you with the shoulder, treat you right. Give me just a minute.